From early morning, I had been oppressed by a strange despondency. It suddenly seemed to me that I was lonely, that everyone was forsaking me and going away from me. Of course, anyone is entitled to ask who everyone was, for though I had been living almost 8 years in Petersburg, I had hardly an acquaintance. But what did I want with acquaintances? I was acquainted with all Petersburg as it was. That was why I felt as though they were all deserting me when all Petersburg packed up and went to its summer villa. I felt afraid of being left alone, and for 3 whole days I wandered about the town in profound dejection, not knowing what to do with myself. Whether I walked on Nevsky Prospect, went to the gardens, or sauntered along the embankment, there was not one face of those I had been accustomed to meet at the same time and place all the year. They, of course, do not know me, but I know them. I know them intimately. I have almost made a study of their faces, and am delighted when they are gay and downcast when they are under a cloud. I have almost struck up a friendship with one old man whom I meet every blessed day at the same hour on the Fontanka embankment. Such a grave, pensive countenance. He is always whispering to himself and brandishing his left arm, while in his right hand he holds a long, gnarled cane with a gold knob. He even notices me and takes a warm interest in me. If I happen not to be at a certain time in the same spot on the Fontanka, I am certain he feels disappointed. That is how it is that we almost bow to each other, especially when we are both in good humor. The other day, when we had not seen each other for 2 days and met on the third, we were actually touching our hats, but realizing in time, dropped our hands and passed each other with a look of interest. I know the houses, too. As I walk along, they seem to run forward in the streets to look out at me from every window and almost to say, "Good morning, how do you do? I am quite well, thank God, and I'm to have a new story in May." Or, "How are you? I am being redecorated tomorrow." Or, "I was almost burnt down and had such a fright," and so on. I have my favorites among them. Some are dear friends. One of them intends to be treated by the architect this summer. I shall go every day on purpose to see that the operation is not a failure. God forbid. But I shall never forget an incident with a very pretty little house of a light pink color. It was such a charming little brick house. It looked so hospitably at me and so proudly at its ungainly neighbors that my heart rejoiced whenever I happened to pass it. Suddenly, last week, I walked along the street, and when I looked at my friend, I heard a plaintive, "They are painting me yellow." The villains, the barbarians. They had spared nothing, neither columns nor cornices, and my poor little friend was as yellow as a canary. It almost made me bilious. And to this day, I have not had the courage to visit my poor disfigured friend, painted the color of the celestial empire. So now you understand, reader, in what sense I am acquainted with all Petersburg.